AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Gun control, a top topic in the first debate featuring the Democrats who'd like to be president. Hillary Rodham Clinton accused the NRA of being blind to the violence caused by guns.
We have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA.
Also in the CNN debate on Westwood One, Bernie Sanders said the nation needs comprehensive immigration reform.
We need a path toward citizenship. We need to take people out of the shadows.
GOP candidate Donald Trump's name came up when former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley talked about a law to pay tuition for students in the U.S. without documentation.
Donald Trump, that carnival barker in the Republican Party, tried to mischaracterize it as free tuition for illegal immigrants. But we took our case to the people when it was petitioned to referendum, and we won with 58% of the vote.
Two mobile homes were damaged when a small plane crashed in Palm Springs, Florida last evening. AP correspondent Matt Sadensky reports authorities say there are an unknown number of victims.
I spoke to a man who said he lived in one of the trailers. He said his 21-year-old daughter was asleep inside. He was outside, went to the door of the home, and said it was just engulfed in fire. He does not know the fate of his daughter at this point.
The union that represents air traffic controllers says there's a chronic shortage of controllers that could reach a crisis that will lead to widespread flight delays. Still no word on the condition of former NBA and reality TV star Lamar Odom, hospitalized in Las Vegas after being found unconscious in a brothel. Chicago Cubs clinched a postseason series at Wrigley Field, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 to win their division series. This is AP Radio News. A Texas death row inmate, Licho Escamilla, is set to be executed this evening for killing a Dallas police officer in 2001. No late appeals have been filed in court. A GOP presidential candidate will host Saturday Night Live next month.
This will be Donald Trump's second time hosting Saturday Night Live. The last time was in 2004, but he's been impersonated numerous times on SNL, including in the show's season premiere. Seal will be the musical guest when Trump hosts on November 7th. His appearance comes just before the GOP debate on November 10th and almost a year before Election Day. Julie Walker, New York.
Actress Jennifer Lawrence says she blames herself for failing as a negotiator when she learned from leaked Sony emails that her male co-stars were paid more for American Hustle. In an online essay, she wondered if she was wasting her time trying to be likable. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.